Hey, Midtown family. Welcome into the Midtown Midweek, which at this point, I should probably stop calling it the Midtown Midweek because for the next 21 days, for these 21 days, we're coming at you daily to help lead us in prayer as we want to dedicate this season to seeking God's kingdom come to earth. And his will being done as Jesus teaches us to pray. My name is Michael Bailey. I'm one of the pastors at our Lexington Church. And the passage that I wanted to share with us this day comes from Colossians chapter 1. And you may be familiar with it. It's Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. And it's talking about Jesus. And this is what Paul writes. He says, "For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace by the blood of his cross." I love this passage. It's so great. It encompasses for us who Jesus is and what he's accomplished for us. But the thing that I want to draw our attention to today is just that word reconcile. It is a tremendous word for us, and it essentially means piecing back together or putting back together what was broken, that this is what Jesus has come to do. The language we use often is to make right everything that sin has made wrong, that he is putting back together the world that our sin broke. And I find that to be incredibly good news, that through his cross and his resurrection, this is what Jesus is accomplishing for us. And today, I wanted us to pray over what's broken, the things that we need to see and want to see reconciled. And I don't know what that may be for you. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's you. Maybe there's something in you that you can sense is broken and needs to be put back together. Maybe it's a wound from your family. Maybe it's a wound from somebody else's sin against you. I don't know. I'm just trying to give you some examples, but I want us to come together and just ask God to put back together what has been broken by sin. So let's pray together. God, we thank you and we praise you that you are the great reconciler. It's what you do. You put back together what was broken by sin. And that includes us. That includes the people around us. That includes the world that we live in. And God, this is what we want to see. We want to see lives and communities and relationships put back together. And so God, for whatever brokenness we're walking through right now, we want to pray for reconciliation, for healing, for wholeness, for completeness. In whatever that situation may be, God, we ask that you would bring it, that you would do it, because this is what you have sent Jesus into the world to accomplish, and we want to claim it. God, thank you for you doing what only you can do. May we see more of it.